If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
Jesus said, "You will have what you say." And if you keep confessing that your body is decaying, then what's going to happen to your body? It's going to decay because your body will respond to what your mouth says. And we are a very peculiar race. We always speak negatively and expect positive. We want God to do great things, but we speak so negatively. Stop it. We put more faith in a doctor. The doctor takes us through 27 tests and can't find anything. We still think something's wrong. When do we come to the plate and say, "Look, I ain't going to you no more. I'm done with you. Why should I keep being a guinea pig? You can't find anything. This is spiritual. Lord, it's in your hands now." Well, look here. Hebrews says faith is the substance of things hoped for. Number one, faith is a substance. All right? It's not a good feeling. It's not a hope-so feeling. It's not a, "I believe God, everything's going to be all right." No, faith is substance. That means literally, it's a support. It's something you can stand under or stand on, depending upon your position. If you stand under something, you need a covering. Something's happening. Something's coming at you. So you need that faith to protect you from what's coming at you. So you're standing under faith. But then if you stand on faith, if it's a support, that means you've determined that you're going to move forward and I'm standing on the word of God to get me through it. Now, that invites satanic onslaught. Anytime you say you're going to stand in faith, you invite a response from the devil. And I want to tell you this morning, that he will always attack the area that you are most vulnerable. And he can only know where you are vulnerable by what you say. Phrases such as, "Boy, I sure hope I don't die till my grandchildren get older." That he knows that's a fear. So he's going to start hitting you with ailments to make you think you're going to die. "Lord, I sure hope I don't lose my job. I just bought a new car. I sure hope I don't lose my job." That's a fear. So he's going to make you come to work every day anticipating getting laid off until you do. I said this last week to the 11:30 service. I said the Constitution guarantees you a right against self-incrimination. From that particular right, they created the laws that you have the right to remain silent. Okay? And God said something to us last week. He said when the enemy brings you negative thoughts, you don't have to talk about it. You have the right to remain silent. See, it's not the thoughts of the devil that bring you down. It's the speech that we use to confirm what the devil's saying. We are believers. We don't have to commit ourselves to what the enemy is saying. He's a liar, and he's only going to bring you lies even if they're mixed with truth. You don't have to get everything the doctor says all the time. Sometimes they're not correct. This is not to say something negative about our friends in the medical community, but they're not God. They are mechanics at Pep Boys. Jesus is the mechanic at the place that built your car. There are times when you take it to Pep Boys, they say, "You got to take this to the dealer because there's nothing we can do about it." You've got to be able to take your body to the one that made it. I got in my car last week and the little yellow check engine light came on. I don't know anything about these. I used to work on my cars when they were, you know, regular cars. And I can't work on this thing. Lady asked me to help her one day. She couldn't start her car. And she said, "Sir, can you give me a jump?" I said, "I sure can." She said, "I got the cable." She had the cable attached to her battery and she had the cables out. And I pulled my car up next to hers and opened up my hood and couldn't find my battery. I said, "Lord, this don't make no kind of sense." Last week, the light came on. The check engine light came on. I got on the phone. I called the dealer. I said, "This is Eric Lambert." I said, my check engine light came on. He said, "Don't worry about it." He said, "Is the car running?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Don't worry about it." He said, after so many turns, when it finds out that something's not right, he says, probably just the cold weather and the ice. He said, and after things, you know, calm down, he said, it'll shut off. It shut off about 4 or 5 starts later. You know, I felt good when the guy at the dealer told me not to worry about it, because he knew. God is telling you, don't worry about anything. I know. You think every ache, every pain is cancer. God said, don't worry about it. I know. You've been dying from that same heart attack for 20 years. God said, don't worry about it. I know every rash is not dermatitis. I know. Faith is the substance. Then it says it's the evidence of things that you don't see. Evidence means conviction. It means I am convicted. There's a difference in saying it's my opinion and my conviction. I don't have an opinion about Jesus. It's my conviction that he is God. Because the Bible validates his deity. So I'm convicted that Jesus Christ is God. He's not the Father and he's not the Holy Spirit, but he's the Son. And I'm convinced. When it says here, faith simply means that it's the conviction, the evidence of things that you don't see. I am convicted that this word is true. And whatever God says will come to pass. Evidence means conviction. This means that on the inside, you are sure that what God says is going to come your way. It is so easy to acknowledge and accentuate the negative, to speak about the negative things that come in our lives. It is so easy in our quest to have people feel sorry for us, to talk about the negative things in our lives. But it takes faith and courage to pull out the good in the midst of the bad. Bad stuff happens to us. We are not immune to it. We are not exempt from it. But you and I have the task to reach into the bad and extract something good. So you've got to tell people, tell me something good. I don't need to hear bad stuff. Tell me something. See, the devil tells me bad stuff enough. I need somebody to tell me something good. The conviction that he will perform it. You have to change your view about God. God didn't lose because a candidate won. He didn't lose his power because a person came into the White House that is the antithesis of the political mindset. He didn't lose his power because a party is in power in Congress. In Daniel chapter 40, he goes through an entire list of God's power and ability, and he summarizes it by saying, they that wait on the Lord get stronger. How many eagles do we have in our congregation? Well, let me explain the difference. Every other bird tries to outfly a storm. The eagle is the only bird in creation that flies into the storm. Their reasoning being that the wind gust from the storm will help push them up higher. You and I need to stop showing our back to the devil. You and I need to fly into the situation and show the devil that our God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all I can ask or even think according. Another good thing about that eagle is that there is no other bird that flies higher than the eagle when he is in full glide. No other bird flies higher. That's why eagles have no natural enemies. Not another bird in the bird kingdom can get them, because no other bird can fly as high. Lord, help me. Jesus did not save you to leave you with the pigeons so cats could get you. If you're finding that cats are getting close, fly high now. Get back up to where you belong. Huh. No one flies higher. No one flies into storms. No other bird. And third, they're the only bird who only flap for a little while, but glide the rest of the way. Woo! Because they know how to ride the wind. You spending too much time in begging prayer rather than worship prayer. See, when you begging, that's flapping. But when you worshiping, that's soaring. You trusting God to handle that bad boy. You just soaring through those woo! Then, they're the only bird that teaches their youth by demonstration. They throw their youth out the nest and let them fly on their own. If they can't fly the first two times, mama catches him and puts him back in the nest. But the third time, mama just creates a vortex. See, you can't baby people. When you've given them counsel and they still can't get it, just say, sit next to me and catch my praise.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3317A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Celebrate 30 years of Climbing Higher in Christ with Bethel Deliverance International Church and Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. Join us for a special week of services beginning Sunday, May 14th, with our very own pastor, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., during our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. services. Our special week continues Tuesday, May 16th at 7 o'clock p.m., as Bishop Jackie McCullough from the International Gathering at Beth Rapha of New York, New York, delivers an impactful word from God. Leading worship that evening will be Divine Praise Music Ministry. Delivering God's Word on Wednesday, May 17th at 7 o'clock p.m. will be Bishop W. Lonnie Herndon from the Church of Christian Compassion. Worship for that night will be led by Brother David V. Cooper IV. Thursday, May 18th at 7 o'clock p.m., you'll be in for yet another treat as Pastor Clement M. Lupton III of Beloved St. John Evangelistic Church brings us a powerful message from God. Ministering in song for that evening will be our combined children and youth choir of BDIC. To close out this powerful week, on Friday, May 19th at 7 o'clock p.m., Bishop Daryl Woodson of El Shaddai Pentecostal Church of Christ will deliver another life-changing message from our Lord. Worship will be led by the Bethel Deliverance International Church Anniversary Choir. It's a family affair, so plan now to join us as we celebrate 30 years of God's faithfulness.